This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine has celebrated Christmas and continues its battles with Russian forces.
In a Christmas message marking the first time this country has officially observed the holiday on December 25th rather than January 7th, President Volodymyr Zelensky praised the shooting down of the Russian jet fighters on Christmas Eve. Some Ukrainian forces, including some in Zaporizhia, paused to mark the new observance of Christmas. In Moscow, Russia's defense minister said its forces made an advance by taking control of a deserted town west of Donetsk, the largest city in Russian-controlled territory. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. President Joe Biden has ordered retaliatory strikes against Iranian-backed militia groups after three U.S. service members injured in a drone attack in northern Iraq. National Security Council spokesperson Adrian Watson said one of the U.S. troops suffered critically in the attack that occurred earlier Monday. German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier used his Christmas Day address to express hope that conflicts in Ukraine and in the Middle East would soon come to an end.
The German president addressed the nation on Christmas Day, reflecting on what is on the minds of many around the world.
Der russische Angriffskrieg gegen die Ukraine geht nun schon in den
zweiten. Steinmeier said, "We all long for a more peaceful world. I have it too, and I think we must never give up on it." In regard to the war in the Middle East, he spoke of the atrocities committed by Hamas, saying this year has also left the world with many unanswered questions. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
And again, one of our top stories, Iranian state media say that an Israeli airstrike in a Damascus neighborhood has killed a high-ranking Iranian general. Sayed Razi Mousavi was a longtime advisor of the Iranian